Awesome, awesome. It's KX93.5. We've just changed the name of the show to Info and the Flav. Inf and Flav. Tyler's the info, I'm the Flav.
We've got a guest on the phone, and although Jason Fetty's rambling, I'd love to get to
him. If you could just call me Flav from now on, please. Thank you.
Next Friday at 6:30 p.m., you can attend an excellent event at the ranch with iconic rock and roll photographer Henry Diltz, who's taken photos of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, The Doors, Joni Mitchell, Janis Joplin, James Taylor, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan. It goes on and on. He's got a presentation next Friday, and we're going to chat with him on the phone right now. Henry, how are you?
Hey. Just fine.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
It's Friday the 13th, which is a little more than a week from now.
That's right, Friday the 13th. Did you choose that to be particularly spooky?
No.
Good.
It just happened to fall on that day.
Well, we're really honored to have you on the phone. You've taken some of rock and roll's greatest pictures, and you've been there every step of the way at Woodstock, at Monterey, and a whole bunch of stuff. But I'm hoping we can start by talking a little bit about Tom Petty, who I know you photographed and who passed away a few days back, and who we're tributing tonight in Laguna with a show at the Marine Room. What do you remember of him, and what was your photography experience like?
Well, he was a great guy. I photographed him a number of times. You know, back when he was starting out, I remember on a couple of TV shows and several concerts. And, I mean, our kids went to school. His daughter, Anna Kim, and my son, Nick, went to elementary school together. They were a couple grades apart. My son was a little younger, but... when the kids would get together and have a spring sing or a Christmas sing or something in the auditorium, I would be standing in the back of the room taking photos of the whole stage, and he would come in late usually and stand in the back of the room next to me. And we would, quite a number of times, we stood back there and talked. He was, a really good pal of mine, but certainly somebody that I knew and loved his music so much. And I'm glad we still have his music, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're paying tribute to him tonight, actually. I should mention that. This is KX93.5. We're talking to Henry Diltz, the famous photographer. We do have a tribute night tonight in town at the Marine Room, 7 o'clock for Tom Petty, who sadly left us a couple of days ago, age 66. So, Henry, do you? What's your favorite way to photograph? Do you like to do the action shots, or do you like to set shots up in a studio? What's your favorite way?
No, I don't like to set shots up, and I never shoot in a studio. I'm kind of a documentary type of guy, fly on the wall, you know. I like to just watch, you know, hang out, really. But I was a musician myself in the 60s, played music in a folk group. And so and that's before I ever picked up a camera. And that's kind of how I had access to a lot of the early musicians in Laurel Canyon in the middle 60s. When I did pick up a camera, they were all friends of mine. I mean, Mama Cass and David Crosby, Stephen Stills, Neil Young were all people that I knew from on the road. I mean, I'd met them as a fellow musician.
Yeah.
And, I like to just hang out, you know, and kind of just observe and take pictures of the real thing, the real people happening, you know, not to, and then of course a certain number of photos on stage. I mean, I went on the road with, gosh, so many people. I mean, starting with the Monkees and the Eagles and Crosby, Stills, Nash, and many, many groups. The New Barbarians, which was Keith Richards and Ron Wood, and oh, gosh, Bad Company. I can't even think of all the groups I went on the road with. And then in the 80s was the video times. And here in L.A. where I live, gosh, I probably do three or four videos, work on three or four videos a week, which meant to go there and hang out all day and just take pictures of what was going on. It's kind of an easy job, you know?
I asked you about setting up shots because some of the shots are so, like, for example, the cover of Crosby, Stills & Nash's first record, where they're all sitting on that couch.
Yes. Well, you know, when you take a group shot, it's hard to take a candid group shot. I mean, you've got to have the guy sitting there kind of turned towards the camera.
Yeah.
that particular day, we were really just taking publicity photos around L.A. Crosby, Stills, and Nash were in the studio, you know, finishing their album, and there weren't any pictures of them at all. And so we got in the car and drove around Hollywood one afternoon just to, you know, find some likely places and jump out and take some group photos. And we found this old house in Hollywood right off of Santa Monica Boulevard, and there was a couch right in front, and the guys just jumped on the couch, and we took pictures, and we moved on, you know, to several other locations. And when we got all the photos back, we looked at them, and usually I would take transparency slides so we could have a slideshow. And when that picture came up, everybody thought, wow, that would make a good album cover, even though that's not what we were doing. We're really just taking publicity photos.
Yeah, what was it like to take those kind of shots? Was it very different, sort of just the sort of business of it? I mean, these days you'd be surrounded by A&R people and managers and agents and everybody else. That shot seems so sort of gritty and authentic in a way.
Yeah. Well, it was. I mean, there was no hair and makeup or managers or, you know, even girlfriends. It was just the three guys, and I had a partner, Gary Burden, who was an art director.
Yeah.
It was very uncomplicated, you know, back then. Nowadays, I mean, you know, when I would shoot, like, for instance, The Doors at the Hollywood Bowl in 68, I was the only photographer there. Mm-hmm. Now, can you imagine if Jim Morrison was playing the Hollywood Bowl? My God, you'd have, you know, 200 photographers. They couldn't, you know. And back in those days, you could just go and shoot. You didn't really need, any. Well, you had to have a photo pass, but these days they only let you shoot three songs.
Right.
They don't want a bunch of photographers because there's so many of them.
Right.
What about that shot of The Doors at the Morrison Hotel? How did that one get set up? Because that's another one of your very famous ones.
Well, that happened because of that Crosby, Stills, Nash one. The Doors saw that album cover and liked it so much, they called us, me and my partner Gary and I, and said, would you do our cover? And then we went to meet them at their office, and it was just Ray Manzarek and Jim Morrison. And we said, well, do you have a title for the album? No, we don't have a title. Well, do you have any ideas what you might want for a cover? No, they didn't have any ideas. And then Ray Manzarek said, you know, my wife Dorothy and I were driving through downtown L.A. the other day, and we saw this old funky hotel that said Morrison Hotel on the window. And Gary and I looked at each other and said, wow, that sounds pretty cool. Let's go down and look at it. And so we went and looked at it and then went back with the group a few days later. And we pulled up to the hotel, walked in the lobby. I mean, there wasn't anyone in there, really. It's kind of a derelict hotel. Where kind of winos went to sleep it off, really. And the guy behind the desk said, oh, you can't take any photos here and without the owner's permission. And we walked outside, and I thought, well, we'll have them stand in front of that window. And I noticed the guy leave the desk and get in the elevator. And so I said, run in there, quick. And they ran in, and we took one roll of film.
God, it really makes for creativity. There's no sort of groups of people doing audience surveys or worrying about, God forbid, branding. It's wonderful that you were able to just do that sort of thing.
I don't know. I guess it was early on when that stuff. You know, people always ask me, God, what were the '60s really like? And one time I asked Jackson Brown that he was going to write something in a book of mine, and I said, "What, Jackson? What do you say when people say how come the '60s were so great?" He said, because it was brand new, you know, and that was true. Singer-songwriters were that was a new thing in the middle 60s. Usually you would have the songwriters and then you'd have the singers. Like Frank Sinatra didn't write any songs and Elvis Presley didn't write any songs. But then something, you know, the Beatles and Bob Dylan and various influences started sort of folk musicians writing their own songs. At least that's the way it was in Laurel Canyon, you know.
Yeah, that was very new at the time, yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking to Henry Dills, the iconic photographer. It's Daily Scramble Live. There's an event on Friday, October 13th at the Ranch in Laguna Beach to meet and greet with Henry. He's going to talk about his work and the way it went about. Can you talk a bit about that event, Henry, and tell us what people can expect?
Well, it's really a slideshow, which is the way I started by accident, buying a camera as a musician, taking a bunch of pictures, and when I got the film developed after a couple weeks on the road, it would turn out to be transparency. So I said, well, let's have a slideshow with all of my friends, and we had a slideshow, and it blew my mind that you could look at these things later, you know, 8 feet, 10 feet wide on the wall, and I said, God, I'm going to take more of these things so we can have more slideshows. So that's really all I was after, was entertaining all my hippie friends in slideshows. And so now, after 50 years of doing it, I have a huge kind of archive of photos from back then, and for the last few years, I've been doing slideshows around the country, and so this will be one of them. I show the pictures and just kind of tell the stories, like that Crosby, Stills, Nash, and that Morrison Hotel, and so on.
Do you do a Q&A at the end? People get to ask questions?
Well, I think, you know, I like to do that. I hope we'll do that. I'll certainly try. That's really interesting to me, the questions people ask. So yeah, we'll definitely try to do that.
And I'm sure the technology's changed. Like you're I'm sure you're using a computer now to project. And you say, like, the 60s, it was all new because people were writing songs. What do you think about the digital revolution? Are you taking digital photographs now?
Well, yeah, you know, I am. In the early 2000s, I was going to say the turn of the century.
Exactly what it was. Yeah,
actually, 2005, I believe it was, when I picked up a friend's digital camera, and I had been saying, I will never be a digital photographer. Right. Film guy. And I picked up his camera, and I said, holy cow, this thing focuses itself, and my gosh, it sets the reading. You don't even need you don't need a light meter. I got one, and yeah, it's changed everything. It's first of all, you don't have to pay for film,
right,
and processing, and then you don't have to wait those several days in between to see the pictures. You see them right away. And the other thing that's great about it is, back in the old days when I was shooting transparencies, say for a record company, they would want all the pictures, and there were no negatives. Slides are just, you know, there's no negative to a slide. So you'd have to give all your pictures away, and then you wouldn't have any. I mean, I would always keep a couple of them, because I couldn't part with all of them. But now, with digital, well, you take all the pictures, and the same day you can hand the group a disc of all the photos. The manager gets one. The record company gets one.
Yeah.
Everybody can have them, and I get to keep every single one of them. That's what's beautiful about it.
Does it make the job of a photographer less important or less relevant these days if just anybody can do it by picking up a camera that basically does all the work for you?
You know, I've had conversations with people before. About a week ago, a photography teacher I was talking to about that, and he said, yeah, everybody takes pictures now. And, you know, it's true, but, I mean, I don't know, I'm just thinking, well, everybody could play the piano, but, you know, I suppose, you know, the Cartier-Bressons, you know, rise to the top somehow, even though everybody's taking photos, right? I mean, you know, everybody can write songs, but then you've got, you know, Neil Young and James Taylor and Tom Petty.
I would imagine, too. Right. And I would imagine that if you've had a 50-year, I hate to say it, Henry, but you've been doing this for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that experience as well will play an enormous part in the kind of images that you're able to produce.
And just experience, really, you know, just kind of. I mean, you get a little older and you get a little wiser, and you've seen it all, and you can kind of handle things more sort of calmly.
Yeah.
You know, in music business, you don't want to kind of, you know, burst in and start clicking away. Right? You know, you'll offend everybody. You've got to be cool. You know, you've got to hang out a little bit.
Well, you do sound cool, my friend. We're excited about the event. October 13th at the Ranch again. I imagine if you go to the Ranch's website.
Actually, the tickets are available through eventbrite.com. And you do have to get them in advance. $25 pre-sale. There's also an $80 VIP ticket. That includes a private champagne reception with Henry. That's limited to 20 people. So you should see if some of those are still available. Some signed images will be available for purchase. And if you have any questions, Leslie is putting it on. Call her at 939 3334. Again, that's Friday, October 13th at the Ranch. We're really excited to have you in town, Henry.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Tyler. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah.
Pleasure talking to you guys, and I hope to see you there.
Fantastic. Thanks, Henry.
All right.
Henry Dilt's there. He took the picture of Morrison Hotel and the first Crosby, Stills, Nash album and the Eagles' Desperado and famous pictures of Joni Mitchell and James Taylor. Amazing. It's going to be a great day.
Henry, thank you very much, man.
Okay, thanks a lot, you guys. Bye.